listening to Val's Afternoon Tea on BCRFM.
We are walking on sunshine, even though it's the last day of February, because it's Val's afternoon tea and anything goes, and especially for this show, because I've just thrown the floor over to my listeners and I've asked for requests. So I got them in droves. I'm going to try and play as many as I can. And Walking on Sunshine by Katrina and the Waves, that was requested by Karen, Sandra and Elaine. So I hope that you all enjoyed that. So as I say, none of the songs this week are chosen by me. So there's going to be bits of everything from everybody. And thanks a million for all the suggestions. I was really inundated. And it's great because there's some songs on here that are new to me as well. So hopefully, if you're listening, you might listen to something new and find a new band to follow. So we're going to go back to the music now. And the next song, this was requested by Siobhan. And if you are in Sligo and beyond, you'll have seen Reggie's Veggies. This is Siobhan's dad, I think, and the Veggies, veggies. I'll get it right in a minute. The vegetables are fantastic. So you'll find them at the farmers markets, and you'll find them on a Friday in tub of curry. So you honestly won't get nicer. So do check them out. So this is Call On Me, and it's by Starley.
When you're low and your knees can't rise, you feel helpless and you're looking to the sky. Some people would say to accept defeat. Well, if this is fate, then we'll find a way to cheat. 'Cause oh, we'll say a little prayer. But oh, if the answer isn't fair, you know you can call on me when you need somebody.
You know you can call on me
when you can't stop the tears from falling down.
I'm stuttering over my words today, and I've only just started. So anyway, I hope that you're all keeping well. I hope that February was kind to you and that you had a lovely month. And it's nice to be heading into March. And we've had some lovely evenings. We've had a few bright days. We've had snow as well. But that's the joys of Ireland. And you never really know what the weather's going to do or what you're going to get next. So it kind of adds to the amusement. I know with the snowy day, it was fabulous because it was just great to see all the kids out playing and building snowmen. And it's a shame, really, it did only last for the day. But anyway, I do like the light days and I love hearing the birds singing. And we kind of know that we're getting into nicer weather. So it kind of makes everything a bit easier, I think. I hope you do too. So I have quite a few things to tell you, but I'm going to keep it mostly to the music this time because, as I say, I've had so many requests. But I have to tell you about cake, obviously, because this is my show and it was my birthday since I last spoke to you. And of course there was cake. In fact, there was loads of cake and there was loads of food. But I'll tell you more about that after the next song, which is Let's Go Crazy. This was requested by Andrew and, of course, it's Prince.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to get through this thing called life. I left the world to try to bridge for hell. That's a mighty long time, but I'm here to tell you. Punch a higher floor. You don't lie. The world you're living in. Take a look around. At least you got friends. I call my own lady.
I hope Andrew enjoyed Let's Go Crazy. It's been a while since I've heard that one, so I was dancing around to that. It's a great song. So as I was saying, yes, it was my birthday. I won't say how old I was because I'm trying not to think about it because I certainly don't feel that age. I still feel like I'm about 12 half the time and about 20 the other time. So as we couldn't go anywhere, you know, lockdown and everything, I kind of thought outside the box. So I ordered myself a grazing box, they call it. Which sounds a bit odd, but what it is it's a box full of crackers and cheese and fruit and I think what else was in there? Chocolate peanuts, Ferrero Rochers. You're probably starving now. Actually, I'm getting hungry just thinking about it. But it was fabulous and it was such a lovely idea. So actually, I only got the small box and it lasted for 2 days. So it was brilliant. There was fruit in it as well. There was grapes and blueberries and all kinds of goodies. So it was just nice to do something a bit different. And I also ordered myself a box of cakes. There were brownies and there were cupcakes and there was a Biscoff cupcake, which I think is probably one of my favourite. So if you follow me on social media, you'll have seen the photos. Like they were as good as they looked and it was lovely just to do something different. And then for the evening of my birthday, I went to the chippy. So sometimes you just need a chipper dinner, don't you? And this was Roberto's and I loved their chips, even though they'd feed a village, to be honest, the bag full of them. But it was great. And I had a kebab as well. So it was really nice. It was a quiet day, as I say, because we couldn't do anything. But it was just nice to have some different kind of food because I've been trying to be good since January. That was going really well until my birthday and now it's sort of gone off kilter altogether. So I'm going to tell you more about some food after the next song, which is I Want to Hold Your Hand by the Beatles, of course. And this is for Jack, who listens to all my shows. He's over in America.
You're listening to Val's Afternoon Tea on BCRFM.
Enjoyed that. I did as well. It was also in the film Yesterday, which I talk to you about on another show. And I think I've played that song before, but probably the one from the film. So it was great to hear it by the Beatles. So as I was saying, yes, the birthday was all about food. I just ate everything that was in front of me. And then Andy got me a unicorn cake. If you follow me, you'll know that I really like unicorns and I liked them before they were popular. So it was fantastic, this lovely cake. And I was really spoiled. It was just great to have the birthday. And even though, like, I couldn't see Lucy, which was a shame, but her and Jono got me a voucher for From the Ground Up, which is a shop in Tubber Curry, and they sell all kinds of organic things and eco-friendly things. So I've had great fun picking some things and I've still got some money left. So it's brilliant to be able to do things like that and just something different. And I think this time around with the lockdown, I've certainly got way more into cooking. So it's about coming up with different recipes. And I bought the Easy Food magazine, so I've been trying a few recipes from that as well. And just something different, I suppose. I know I'm talking about cake a lot in this show, but I suppose when I'm making my own stuff, it's mainly vegetarian. And I think when you eat better, you feel better. Well, I do anyway. But it's nice to treat yourself too. So I've got more cake stories after the next two songs. We're going to go with I'm Still Standing by Elton John. And this is for Gabrielle. This is her favourite song. So she's probably one of my youngest listeners this time. And then after that, we've got Dance Monkey. And this is for Mary Burke. And she runs DeBurka Design. And if you have a look on social media and on the website, on the internet, you'll see her designs. She makes the most beautiful jewellery. So she's well worth having a look at. So I hope that they both enjoy these songs.
Lonely light that shines from you. You wind up like the wreck you hide behind that mask you use. And did you think this fool could never win? Well, look at me, I'm coming back again. I got a taste of love in a simple way. And if you need to know while I'm still standing, you just fade away. Don't you know I'm still standing better than I ever did? Looking like a true survivor, feeling like a little kid. And I'm still standing after all this time, picking up the pieces of my life without you on my mind. I'm still standing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm still standing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Once I never could have hoped to win, you're starting down the road leaving me again. You made were meant to cut me down. And if my love was just a circus, you'd be a clown by now. No, I'm still standing better than I ever did. Looking like a true survivor, feeling like a little kid. I'm still standing after all this time, picking up the pieces of my life without.
So they say, dance for me, dance for me, dance for me, oh-oh. I never seen anybody do the things you do before. They say, move for me, move for me, move for me, hey. And when you're done, I'll make you do it all again. I said, oh my God, I see you walking by. Take my hands, my D, and look me in my eyes.
To have those two songs back to back, a bit more dancey moves. All the songs this time around are upbeat. So that was when I was asking for some suggestions. I said, could we have some upbeat songs? Because I think we kind of need the livelier songs at this time of year and the times we're in at the moment. So anyway, back to the cake talk. The whole thing is cake this week, but it's grand. So I was telling you all about the birthday treats and what I did. And then I went and won a competition. From the Little Cheesecake Shop. And again, if you're on the socials, you can look them up. They're actually in Kilchimar in Mayo. And they make the most delicious cheesecakes. And I won a box of four. They're like miniature cheesecakes. And they were jammy dodger ones. And they were absolutely gorgeous. Now, these really, really did taste actually every bit as good as they looked. And I see they're doing some different ones for Mother's Day now, some different treat boxes. So I'm kind of debating whether I should treat myself, because like I am a mother. So, you know, and just they have Kinder Bueno, they have Mint Aero ones. They've all different ones. I'm trying to reel them off, but there's so many of them. So do have a look at their website. You'll certainly be hungry after looking at them. And they also sell them. There's a place in Foxford, I think, where they sell them. And also there's a coffee van at Hawkins near Castle Bar, and they sell them there too. So if you're out and about, keep a lookout for the Little Cheesecake Shop, because they have been at different markets. I know some of the markets may not be running, but anyway, you can order online, you can pick them up, and they can deliver as well. So I think that's the thing with this year. So many different companies are thinking of different ways to do business, and there's been food parcels flying all over the country, so it's great to see. So we're going to go straight back to the music, because as I say, I have a lot of songs to fit in this week, and this is always Look on the Bright Side of Life, and we certainly need to do that. And this is for Tommy.
Some things in life are bad, they can really make you mad. Other things just make you swear and curse. When you're chewing on life's gristle, that grumble, give a whistle, and this'll help things turn out for the best. And always look on the bright side of life. Always look on the light side of life. If life seems jolly rotten, there's something you've forgotten, and that's to laugh and smile and dance and sing. When you're feeling in the dumps, don't be silly chumps, just purse your lips and whistle, that's the thing. Hey,
always look on the bright side of life.
Come on.
Always look on the bright side of life.
For life is quite absurd, and death's the final word. You must always face the curtain with a bow. Forget about your scene, give the audience a grin. Enjoy it, it's your last chance anyhow.
So always look on the bright side of death. Just before you draw your terminal breath.
Life's a piece of ish. When you look at it, life's a laugh and death's a joke, it's true. You'll see it's all a show, keep them laughing as you go. Just remember that the last laugh is on you. And
always look on the bright side of life. Always look on the right side of life.
Records available in the foyer. Someone's got to live as well, you know. All right, it's a lot. Let's get this place up there. I can change his mantle within 3 weeks. What do you think pays for this rubbish? I never make the money back, you know. I told him. I said to him, Bernie, I said, they'll never make that money back.
You're listening to Val's Afternoon Tea. I'm on BCRFM, and thanks to Mayo North for being my sponsor. As always, they're putting up some fantastic photos and really encouraging people of places to visit when we can travel again. I know recently they put up a photo of Wild Atlantic Cultural Tours, and I went out with Dennis foraging, and it was one of the best days I ever had. So whenever you get a chance, do check them out and you can see what you can do. So we're going to go back to the music again. And the next one, this was one of my Twitter followers asked me to play it. And this is You Can Do Magic by Lily and Family Cooking, which is a random name for a band, but there you go.
You're listening to Val's Afternoon Tea on BCRFM.
Heart that was broken in two, and
another request again from Twitter, and this time it's for Olivia. If you listen to the show regularly, you'll have heard me playing quite a few songs for Olivia and her family of cats. And apparently they dance around the kitchen to this one. I'd almost pay to see that, cats dancing around. So this is Buck Rogers by Feeza. Olivia and her cats enjoyed that, and I do want to see a video of them dancing. And if she does send me one, I'm going to share it on my social media pages so you can have a look as well. So what else have I been doing? Not really a whole lot. I've been out walking and it's been great to get the walks in. As I say, on the day where it snowed, it was amazing. And near where I live, there's a couple of dinosaurs, which sound a bit weird, but it's true. So it was great to get a photo of, well, one of them anyway, that's near the road. And there's a photo of the dinosaur in the snow. So it's just so much like Ice Age. And that's what I love about living in rural Ireland. You never know what's going to come around the corner. You never know what you're going to see. I remember last year driving back from Ballinamore in Leitrim, and whatever road I was on, I couldn't tell you where I was, but there was some kind of warehouse. I think it was a factory shop or something. And there was an elephant, like a full-size elephant in a field. And it's just like, did I really just see that, or am I just dreaming? You know, it's just like so random, but it's great. So the next song up I have is a very different one, and it's one that I had never heard before. And this was suggested on Twitter as well. And this is called Bridget's Land. And it's by an Irish singer-songwriter called Cole Patterson. And Claire Blennerhassett asked me to play this because she, I don't know if she's in the video, but she certainly made the video, and she's brilliant. Like, they're both brilliant. And I really like this song. So I'm going to play it. I'll also share the link after the show so that you can check out Cole, because he's got some really lovely songs. So enjoy this, Bridget's Land. It's kind of fitting for the month of February, because we started off on the 1st of February with St. Bridget's Day. So here you go.
You're taking over the world. Claim your place and win this race, little girl. Raise your heart, place your stars on the table. Take my hand on Bridget's Land. Queen of Fire is your waging wars every day. Freedom seeks you, burn those freaks in the Bible. Pierce their sides, the Flintstone cries in the jungle.
Flying through the hour, and I still have quite a few songs to play, and I'm thinking, will I fit them all in? But anyway, we'll try and fit in as many as we can, and if there's any left over, I'll get to them for another show. So next up, this is for Anne, and Anne is a very good friend of mine. She's a lovely lady. I'm not going to mention the chip on her shoulder. Whoops, I just did. Sorry, Anne. But if ever there's a time that we can go for cake again, Anne will probably be one of the first people I go for cake with. So this is Proud Mary by Tina Turner, and Anne, I hope you enjoy it.
Oh!
And we're quickly going on to another song. And the next one, I know we're in February, but we're nearly in March. And it's in the summertime. And this was requested by Heidi Wickham. Heidi is one of the most amazing artists that I know. She's just brilliant at redesigning costumes, but also her paintings of animals are magic. So if you're online, do check her out. She's well worth a look. And I'm in awe of everything she creates. So this is for Heidi.
You're listening to Val's Afternoon Tea on BCRFM.
In the summertime, when the weather is high, you can stretch right up. When the weather's fine, you got women on your mind. Have a drink, have a drive, go out and see what you can find. If a daddy's rich, take her out for a meal. If a daddy's poor, just do what you feel. Speed along the lane, you can turn or a turn of 25. When the sun goes down, you can make it good and live by. But we do as we please. When the weather's fine, we go fishing or go sailing in the sea. We're always happy, last we're living, yeah, that's our philosophy. Sing along with us, dee 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 dee. Da 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 da, yeah, we're happy, happy. Da da da, dee da da dee da 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 da. Summertime, and we'll sing again. We go driving, or maybe we'll settle down. If she's rich, if she's nice, bring your friends, and we'll all go into town.
Like it's been a marathon of a show this time around, but it's all been good, and I love that it's all songs that people are looking for. The next song I'm going to play is another song I hadn't actually heard of, so I had to look it up, go googling. But this is for Loretta. She loves the drum beat of this. She said it makes her dance all the time, or as she says, shake a tail feather. So Loretta, shake your tail feathers to this. It's Obvious Child by Paul Simon.
Well, I'm accustomed to a smooth ride. Oh, maybe I'm a dog who's lost but it's bad. I don't expect to be treated like a fool no more. I don't expect to sleep through the night. Some people say lies, lies, lies. But I say why? Why deny the obvious child? Why deny the obvious child? And I'm remembering a road sign. I'm remembering a girl when I was young. And we said these songs are true. These days are ours. Are free, the cross is in the ballpark, and the cross is in the ballpark. We had a lot of fun, had a lot of money. We had a little son we thought we'd call him Sonny. Sonny gets married and moves away. Sonny Following the light across my room, I watch the night receive the moon of my day. Some people say the sky is just the sky, but I say, why deny the obvious, child? Why deny the obvious, child? Sits by his window and thinks to himself, how it's strange that some rooms are like cages. Sonny's yearbook from high school is down from the shelf, and he idly thumbs through the pages. Some have died, some have fled from themselves, or struggled from here to get there. Sonny wanders beyond his interior walls, runs his hands through his thinning brown hair. Well, I'm accustomed to a smoother ride, or maybe I'm a dog who's lost its bite. I don't expect to be treated like a fool no more. I don't expect to sleep the night. Some people say a lie is just a lie, but I say the cross is in the ballpark. Why deny the obvious, child?
Next song, especially for Mandy. I've known Mandy for years and I have fond memories of going around Markery Castle Gardens with her. So this is the Bare Naked Ladies and Odds Are.
Struck by lightning sounds pretty frightening, but you know the chances are so small. Stuck by a bee sting, nothing but a bee thing. Better chance you're gonna buy it at the mall. But it's a 23 or 4 to 1 that you can fall in love by the end of this song. So get up, tell the bookie to bet I'm not a damn thing will go wrong. The odds are that we will probably be alright. Odds are we gonna be alright. Odds are we gonna be alright tonight. The odds are that we will probably be alright. Odds are we gonna be alright. Odds are we gonna be alright for another night. Hit by the A-train, crashed in an airplane, I wouldn't recommend either one. Killed by a great white or a meteorite, I guess there ain't a way to go, that's fun. But somewhere in the world someone is gonna fall in love by the end of this song. So get up, no one's never gonna let them, so you might as well sing along. The odds are that we will probably be alright. Odds are we gonna be alright. Odds are we gonna be alright tonight. The odds are that we will probably be alright. Odds are we gonna be alright. Odds are we gonna be alright for another night. Sure things go wrong, but I'll take my chances. Odds are long, so why not play? Sounds pretty frightening, but you know the chances are so small. Hit by the A-train, crashed in an airplane, better chance you're gonna buy it at the mall. But it's a 23 or 4 to 1 that you can fall in love by the end of this song. So get up, no I'm never gonna let up, so you might as well sing along. The odds are that we will probably be alright. Odds are we gonna be alright. Odds are we gonna be alright tonight. The odds are that we will probably be alright. Odds are we gonna be alright. Odds are we gonna be alright tonight. The odds are that we will probably be alright. Odds are we gonna be alright. Odds are we gonna be alright tonight. The odds are that we will probably be.
my final request of the show. We may have another song after this, or this may be the last song. But if it is, thank you for listening. Tune in to me next time on BCRFM, and stay tuned for the rest of the evening for some great shows. Thanks again to Mayo North for being my sponsor. And the next song is by Billy Idol. It's Moni Moni. And this is for Barbara, who runs the fabulous Well Expo. And she also runs the book club that I'm in as well. So thanks so much to everyone for listening. Thanks to Jono for being my sound engineer. And I'll speak to you next time.